3 years ago, I stumbled into a cab. It was really late, but the driver wanted to talk. He said he had a story for me.
And then when he told me what I could do with the medicine, positively help humans, as far as internal organs.
I was a little drunk, and the story sounded crazy. But the cab driver said it was his job to get this story out into the world. And now, it was mine.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I was amused, but honestly, intrigued. And so, I started digging.
Hello?
And the more I looked, the more I got tangled up in this story, which spans decades.
Bobby Cowan is dying of AIDS.
Continents.
Clinical trials in Africa and perform.
And stretches into the innermost circles of power and fame.
And you know, I wanted to get it to Magic Johnson right away.
Like I said, sounds crazy.
We were at home and we both got woke up in the middle of the night with him talking about this dream.
Our lives changed forever. He was consumed with it.
The little boy that got treated, he could barely walk into the room. He come out of the room and he was running all around. And my lodge brother said, I want some of that shit.
This is a story about...
It's just beyond ridiculous.
Well...
It is insanity.
You tell me.
He was dead serious.
An Ivy League trained black physician from Oklahoma.
In about 8 weeks, the virus will start disappearing in your blood.
Countless believers.
Gary was looking into treating busloads of people.
No, I wasn't scared. I was just thinking, hopefully this is the end of all that.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm excited. I feel good.
An idea that might save millions of lives, potentially end an epidemic.
And he said, I've got a cure for AIDS.
Let the people know that this is real, yo.
If any way this is going to be a slam on Gary Davis, I'm just going to walk out.
But not everybody bought into the doctor's vision.
Plano, Texas. Good morning.
People who were far more powerful, they thought the doctor was lying.
Dr. Fauci, I understand that you were involved in reviewing some of the early research by Dr. Gary Davis of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Do you recall that research?
Yeah, with all due respect, they were not successful. We scrutinized the data.
The doctor, desperate to see his treatment become available, teamed up with some shady characters. Dangerous people.
I heard some calls when we were together and somebody would say, I'm gonna kill you and your family.
He just opened up to me as if he thought he was gonna die or be killed, and he wanted to pass this on to me.
And when the doctor died unexpectedly, there were questions.
It says Gary Davis was recently poisoned at an airport.
Nobody seemed to know, or even where he was when it happened.
Lots of them.
He believed Dr. Davis was still alive and in hiding.
From WHYY's The Pulse and Local Transmedia.
All right, so I am in the airport. A little nervous. Don't know how he's going to react.
This is Serum.
I've been nervous about you coming to talk to you, yes.
I have guns. I have a lot of guns. And I know how to use them, and I shoot them all the time.
And I said, are you sure it's him? Do you need me to come and identify the body? And he said to me, a few FBI agents left a little bit ago. They already did.
I'm Grant Hill.
And if you've ever had a chance to go into the inner corridor of the CIA building in Virginia, there, carved in granite, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Wait a minute, let's pause that. How do you know what's in the inner sanctum of the CIA?
I have faith in God. I have trust in my doctor. And I have belief in the serum.
Serum, available July 26th, wherever you listen to podcasts.